Was? Yeah, it's something. Okay.
My dad's casting out.
Okay. It's very quick recovery, we learned last time. Right, so we're starting, where are we here? Last time we spoke about electric lights, wasn't it? Yeah, electric lights for a dollar. Pretty excited about whether you can use electric lights for a dollar. So we started off that you have to do minutes to make a broth on the nail, not the Shabbos. The Shabbos is, what is this broth that you're making on the nail, on the candle? Is it a Birkas HaShvach, a praise? You see the difference it makes. Or is it a Birkas HaNeni? Like before you eat a food, you make a broth, a Shachlin and Vori, you eat some food. Is the broth you make on the fire like that? It's HaNor on the fire. Or is it a Birkas HaShvach, a praise? That's interesting, which we'll see what comes up in a few minutes. Now we said the halacha is that a person can't make a brocha on a nair which is covered by a glass. That was the Shulchan Aruch says, the way it reads, the Shulchan Aruch, the way Sadi Chesed was, that you shouldn't use a nair that's covered in glass. If that's, yeah? The Maisa, the
Mogadon. It's the Yom Kippur they do it. Then.
What?
It's the Yom Kippur, sometimes people often.
Oh, I'm going to answer that. The Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't use any glass, yeah? The Maisa, the Mogadon Rome says that whole thing is talking about not mixing the glass in the metal container, but if it's in the glass, it's okay. The Maisa, the Mechaber says no good, let's just show you the Mechaber again. The Mechaber says, Here, the last seed here, it says, well, never to a chicken over to a penis, over to a splacheria, it's in an encasing, you should not make a broth on it. So that's what the base shelter holds. The mice in the Mogadon Rome says it's talking about a metal container, but the base shelter wouldn't use glass. And we said, based on that, Mechaber, to make a broth on an electric light has got this problem. It's covered in glass. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Beit Shosh himself should be doing it. So, okay, so if one sack, possibly one could rely on the Mogadon Rome, which we said last time. But it's not ideal. And also, that only works in the case of where you've got a filament in. These fluorescent lights, or the LED, that won't help you at all. It's got no flame generation, so you can't use that. So you have to use something in the Chayim. If you are using them, we said last time, the Chiddush from Chaim Oizer, the Chaim Oizer was mapping, the Chiddush is actually to make Havdalah on an electric light on a bowl. It's well known, the Chaim Oizer was mapping to make Havdalah on an electric light, and the reason why he said was, he wanted to show him, when bulbs had just come out then, he wanted to show him one that's called Ish, it's called fire. And then if you put it on Shabbos, it's Issa Min HaTorah to put it on Shabbos. He wanted to show the severity of using a bulb on Shabbos to put electric light on. So he made Havdalah especially, which is the thing to show how severe it is and not to do it. That's what he said last time. that is the halacha of what you call it. Now, that's another interesting thing about how close must you be to the light in order to make a brocha. So the thing is, it's not that you can have a nor from it. If it be dark, that's good enough. Now, this is an interesting question. Some people, according to Shulchan Aruch, it looks like you actually look at the nair first. You put your hands to the nair, look at it first. Make the brocha, look again. Now that's a chiddush, why do you do that? So that's what they say, if it's a birkas hashvach, then you can do that, because when you make a brocha on a mountain, for example, you look at the mountain first, you make a brocha afterwards. So there's nothing wrong with the birkas hashvach, it makes it look good if it's right. My sir, that's what is generally what people do. Other people go, they only look afterwards. So that's what we said last time, that's different from hogging what you do. Okay, let's come on to today's thing.
Saw it down the road when when they saw a light not to Shabbos, they would make a broch on the light straight away.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
When they see it? Inside someone's house? Because they assume that you've got a light to see through glass. That's the big question, can you do that?
I don't think in those days.
No glass, maybe. Right.
It's interesting because at Locus and Neiros, it can either be done before for Friday night. Either before, made the brocha before, or made the brocha after.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Okay, the very interesting slam. I said, we had a lot of not preparing issues. The very interesting halacha is about Yom Tov. I didn't realize how complicated it is on Yom Tov making a dollar. I'll tell you why, what I mean. First of all, the first thing is that, like Motzah Shabbos, the mitzvah of making a dollar on Motzah Yom Tov. also a chiv. Let's say a normal Yom Tov, let's say Yom Tov is on Monday, Tuesday. On Tuesday night, when Yom Tov is finished, there's a mitzvah to make up. Same as it is on Shabbos. Also, I mean, Shabbos might be Shabbos rice, or Yom Tov, Zichar was rice, but the rice is still the same thing. There's a mitzvah to make up dollar on Yom Tov. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, well, either Yom Tov falls on Shabbos or Yom Tov on Sunday, let's say, I don't know when Pesach is this year, I think I'm on Shabbos. Yeah, Pesach, Shabbos on
Friday,
it's
a
Motz
Shabbos.
Motz Shabbos. So what I'm doing now, when Shabbos goes out, we've got Yom Tov. Then there's a special case that happens, it's called Yak Nahas.
Yeah.
A special Seder in Kiddush that a person makes Yayin, Kiddush, yeah. Ner, Habdollah, and Zuman. If you change that order around, it's the Jetzer. That's okay. The Chachina wants you to do it in this order, what it is. If you didn't, it's the Jetzer. Now, what do? You stand for this, or do you sit?
What's Habdollah?
Habdollah. On Motzah Yom Tov. On Motzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov.
Well,
there's a lot of staying on the Havdalah. A lot of people sit for Kiddush.
Pardon?
So what is it? What do you look at? Do you look at the Kiddush Chet? When you make on Motzah Yom Tov, this Motzah Shabbos, on Motzah Shabbos, when it's Motzah Shabbos Sunday,
you can sit.
Oh, so Shai is you sit by Kiddush, let's say, and you stand by Havdalah. What do you do? What do you go? Boss of the Kiddush or boss of Havdalah? The boss can say you go boss for Kiddush normally. So if you stand for Kiddush normally, you sit for Havdalah, you stand. You sit for Kiddush normally, you stand for Havdalah, you sit. The Kaveh is what is for Kiddush. That is the normal Kaveh. Now, interestingly enough, there's a mitzvah on Motzah Shabbos always to have a fire, a avukah. And a avukah means two flames together. Now, I didn't realize there's a serious problem on Yom Tov.
What is it?
What?
The marak. You're melting two candles together.
Oh, well, there's a few problems on Yom Tov. I never had this actually, but there's a few problems on Yom Tov. Problem number one is, are you allowed to light on Yom Tov a light which you don't really need? I'll explain to you what I mean. Moshe, let's say someone's got Yahrzeit. He forgot to light his Ner Shel Yahrzeit. Is he allowed to light on Yom Tov?
Where's he going to get the flame from?
He's got a flame, he's got a gas flame going, Moshe.
Where's he going to smoke?
He's got a gas flame going. He's got a candle. He brought a candle on there, Yom Tov. He brought a candle, but he forgot to light it there. Can he light a Yahrzeit light on Yom Tov itself? Nesh on top.
No.
You say no. It's interesting how lot of it is actually in where is it? Tov Tezvav, I think it is. And there it says you can't do it. Such a nair like this, let's see if we'll find it where it is. Tov Tezvav, found it. Very interesting.
What about smoking?
It's not so posh lighting lights on what do you call it? On Yom Tov. You mustn't do it. So the mice say you're not allowed to light, it looks like, a Ner Shel Yahrzeit. What about Ner Shel Havdalah? I would have thought, what's the problem? But the thing is, you must do it. Ner Shel Havdalah is a nice thing to do, but you're not Machoid in Max Afro. If you haven't got it, you haven't got it. So are you allowed to light a Ner Shel Havdalah? A special Ner Shel Havdalah? Are you allowed to do it? I never thought it was a problem. I never thought it was a problem. What?
What is the problem?
I'm telling you, it's not clear that every light you light on Yom Tov is mutter. I'm saying, Uriah, your side light. I'm just a person who's not got your side light. Now, someone's got your side on Yom Tov, and if you've got to light the light for your side, they shouldn't light that light on Yom Tov. Why is that different? Why is this different? So it's an interesting point. So the light, so some people say, Taka, that you shouldn't light a light for Havdalah.
But now Havdalah is a mitzvah. No,
Yotze
light is not a mitzvah.
Oh, so that's what others say. The Maisa, others say that you can't compare the two things. Because the Maisa, it still is a mitzvah, it's a tzorah. And they bring a raya from Bris Milah. And Mishabura says over here in Simchat Lamed, that if yes, Bris Milah Abayi, Shanoi Mahavet Neiris, Mestabra to Mutter, the Chol Zer covered with Chibah Mitzvah. They tie in that when you light for a Bris Milah, your light enhances the whatever it is, it's covered for the Bris Milah. So many unfortunate men, it's not worse than this. It can't be the Havdalah light can't be worse.
There was a light for the Omer, you like that.
For?
For the Omer and Shul, you like
that. Is that so posh? I can't remember that's so posh, actually. National.
Are they fit anyway?
What?
Are they fit?
Is that what you do? Everyone, I can't remember what to do. Do they like the nearest form for our Yom Tov? Do they like the nearest form for
our special candle? Where
yeah.
It's 40
hours.
Yeah,
they yeah. Haven't burned
all day, but I remember always it.
From where?
From a light, not obviously from another light.
Where's this other light come from, this
measure?
No,
I
did
that from a different
measure.
I'm using
the
electrical to get the light and bring it over the night.
Are we
allowed to do that,
Nanto?
Can you take
a question? He said that over here. National Batol, I'm saying, sorry, I'm saying, 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 I'm The shayla is your hadolah light. I must say that I didn't know it was a question. Some possible say one should light actually. So chiddush. The ma'aser of the minute is that's what you can do that. The ma'aser of the minute is that you can light a hadolah light for sorry hadolah. That's question number one.
Where is it lighted?
So that's that. Another question. Let's just see. Now the other question is what about? Let's say can you use neirus yomtov for your hadolah lights? That means a person lit Neirus Yom Tov, who's got, let's say, he lights 10 lights. He's lit 10 lights for Neirus Yom Tov. And now he says, you know what, I'm going to use my Yom Tov lights.
For
Habdallah.
Why not?
Can I do that?
As long as you don't put
them
together, no problem.
I forget about putting together. Are you allowed to use them? That's also a very big question. I don't realize that either. What's the big question is that Neirus Yom Habdallah has to be Lahoy. It has to be made to give out light. The Neirus Yom Tov are not made for that. Especially now the positive with the electric lights on. We haven't got that. Even if you've got both Kabbalahs, the common Yom Tov and the Hoyim, which was that's no good, that you can't use the Avdolah.
So the
Yom Tov lights, the Chayra, are not so simple.
There's no Avdolah Yom Tov because you won't be on. You've got electric lights on, you can't switch
it off. That's an interesting thing. I didn't realize it's such an interesting one. I'm saying the possible very busy with this actually. But what can you do? So the mice have many possible miyasha that when the person lights Yom Tov lights, he also has Kabbalah Lahoy. It's not so posh it. But that's what some possible want to do miyasha, that when he lights his Yom Tov lights, his nose is the Motz Shabbos as well, he's also got Kabbalah Lahoy. So the mice, either way it's good. So you can either light in there, or you can use your Yom Tov lights. According to the possible, so which one's better? Well, nice. Either one coming out with it.
Why are the nearest Yom Tov not La Jolla?
They're not really, because first of all, you've got electric lights already, so you don't need them really to light anything up. It's really covered Yom Tov. It might enhance.
Make a bracha on them.
I'm saying it's covered Yom Tov. You can make a bracha on covered Yom Tov. You can make a bracha on the covered. It's the covered of the day. But to say it because you like, actually, I was sitting next to him at the Simcha a few weeks ago. Actually, so I asked him discussion about it. He said I was sitting at a table, and the meister was a candle burning on there. So I said to him, what's the answer for this? Or, he said, it gives light over here. I said, that's not, are you telling me that candle over here is giving me any light while I'm eating? I've got a nice electric light burning around. If you put a candle on here and I sit over here and eat there, does that candle give me any light at all?
It looks
nice. That's not the hoy. That's a cupboard. That I can understand. It's a cupboard ticker thing. That enhances the meal. Looks nice. You've got nails out. Make a
pretty
but to say it gives light, it was an element that gives light. I couldn't understand what he meant. To say it gives light is a chiddush. That I can't understand. Anyway, the Maestro.
How can any Abdullah candidate?
Oh, you might? No. When a person. Every person who likes to have Abdullah light is doing the Shem Mitzvah. He's doing it in Lahoy. He's lighting it in Lahoy. Yeah, but you're doing it in Lahoy. You're lighting it to light up. That's what you're doing. You're doing it to light up. You put your hands nearby to say you can have an offering. But when you light a normal Abdullah candle, you've got no problem. Here we're talking about using a yom to the candles, which were not written in for that. So the mice also on this, they say that it's okay, and when you light a Yom Tov lights, either you've got Kabbalah and Lahoy as well. I'm saying both ways are attacking each other as a matter of because which way is better actually? To light a light or to use Yom Tov lights? I must say, I didn't realize it's like an interesting giant. That's number one. Then number two, the other problem we've got now is, first of all, someone mentioned before, there's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. That you mustn't, I never realized, someone told me a long time ago, I never heard what you were saying. When you light a candle, you mustn't light it and hold it in a way that a wax drips off. That's called kibwe. You're making excess wax drip off. You said, when you go and light your Habdallah candles and you hold them near each other, a lot of wax melts, Marshall. Is that called kibwe? That's called extinguishing. So that also, the apostle says, is not a problem. Because you're not intending to undo it. You're not intending to do kibbutz. You're not intending to extinguish it. You don't want, your intention is not to make the candle shorter. I mean, if a person's got a washroom, so Friday says it's a night time. Let's imagine the olden days. So, for example, it was the night time, and he was scared to go to sleep with the candles burning. So what you do is you take the candles, hold them near each other to melt it quicker, let the wax drop off. The candle will go much shorter. It wouldn't burn so long. That is intending to put it out to make it smaller. That's actually a kibbutz. Possibly saying that nowadays what we're you're doing, no one intends to do an extinguisher here. You're not trying to make the candles smaller.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying. But I'm saying when you hold them together, I never realized, someone asked me this a long time ago, I never thought it was a shine actually. He said when you hold them together, the wax drips down and the mice are doing kibbley. So on that, the answer is the choyra, that's not a problem because you're not intending to make the candles smaller. So that's okay. Well, everyone's asking, but that's another interesting question, and that is, what about, so now, can you put the two cans together? Now, just before we come on to this, an interesting halacha, if someone's got, let's say, for example, in front of them, a few sticks, and they're all burning, he's got a nice fire burning. Now, the opposite, he wants to take one of the sticks away. Is he allowed to do that?
It's kibbe.
That's kibbe. That's extinguishing. You had a big flame burning. And now you take some sticks away, the flame goes shorter, smaller. So that's a shadow kibbutz. The question is now, is this with the candles, when you put two candles next to each other and then you separate it afterwards, is that called a kibbutz or not? You had a big flame and now when you separate it, you're making a smaller flame, right?
That's longer now.
Will it last longer? Yeah, I suppose it was. The last longest, you say not in kibbutz, but you had a big flame together, you made the flame smaller. Yes. That's also a big question, actually. Also, many possibly discuss this point, and they are discussing, is that called extinguisher? So many possibly hold that's not called extinguisher, because the flame is the same, you've got two smaller flames, but the flame is the same kayath, and therefore it's not called a kibbutz. Again, this is a machlokes possible as well, Shlomo Zalman and Yashuv, they were both maker, I think. They both said that putting it near each other, and then moving away is not called extinguishing on Yom Tov. It's not called extinguishing because, first of all, everyone knows it's not meant to be together for a long time. It's clear the way you do it, that's not meant to be a long-term bond. It's not like a fire where you've got all the wood burned together. It's meant to be a bonfire. And you take some sticks away, you're reducing the size of the fire. That's a kibbutz. Here, you haven't got that.
You'd be able to light for another light on Yom Tov.
Are you allowed to move the other light out?
Every time we take a light from one end.
Yeah, someone asked me, the question was asked. He's asked, according to the people who are strict, and they say you can't put the cars together and separate it, how can you ever light a light from an octave? I want to light another flame on an octave. So I take my match to the flame, I move it away, and I put another flame on. He's asking, well, yeah, can't work. Yeah, that's much better, I think, because that's clear. Well, I don't know if you do that. I know we've got no intention of making a flame when you put the match there.
I know
it's clear that it's going to be separated and not going to be there at all. Here, you want the flame to be a flame for a bit of time. When you're making your abdollah, it's a question, but when you make your abdollah, you want the flame for a small amount of time to be together. When a person puts a match to flame, he never intends that it should be a big fire for a bit of time. When you put your match to the flame and then you take the match away and light another flame with it, no one thinks you're putting up, you're making a big flame and put the match to the flame. So I think that's different. It's a good point, but I think it's different, I guess. What comes up? Bottom line is like this. There's a question, what's better to do? Is it better to light a new Nair for $1? Or is it better to use a yontu light? Either way is good. The mice are posting both sides, whatever way you do.
These small candles, somebody said these small candles that make it like which burn for half a minute.
Minute?
Yeah, can I have candles, very small candles.
So what that's a good question. What are you doing? Are you lighting it just for $1? You're not using it for your nearest dollar.
No, you don't Are you allowed to blow?
There's two sorts. Let's go first of all through your one. There's one sort that you buy, which lasts for about a minute. You light it just before you do boiling. It burns for about a minute and it goes out. Yeah. That's case number one. The case that you're talking about is you can buy it for Neiros Yom Tov. It's a proper wax candle and it's got in there two weeks.
2 weeks.
That's the same shayla. Again, you've got the same problem there. If you light it specially for Havdalah, you've got the shayla, are you allowed to light a Neir specially for Havdalah?
No.
That's case number one. If you light it for your Neiros Yom Tov, the question is, can you use Neiros Yom Tov for this joint together? So I don't know if you gained much. I can't see much of a gain.
That little one is that they say it's not because it's not the hair as well. Doesn't give much light. Doesn't give any light.
It's not even a higher.
So, yeah.
It's a big problem. You can use matches for $1.
Yeah.
You could put two matches together, you don't need to have a whole light. Well, as long as the light was off and you had enough, that'd be good enough.
Yeah, but you, because you've got lights in the movie, you're not, this extra light is not giving extra enough for you at all.
But that's what he's asking every time you've got this problem.
Yeah. Every
abdominal you make in a normal water shot, you've got this problem.
Unless you switch the lights off, you have no.
The terrace is, you look at it like, if the light wouldn't be on, it would give one more, that's good enough.
Yeah.
That's why you have to look at it.
Boss will not have it. Boss will not have it. Boss will not have these small little ones, last for a minute, half a minute. They say it's broken.
He says you can use two matches.
You can use two matches, I can't say, we have to find out why. Why is it worth two matches?
Less.
You can use two matches to have blood.
Where's your light this candle from?
What?
Where's your light this candle from? This Abdullah candle.
That comes from Nev Jean. Nev Jean is my lawyer. If you're allowed to light it, then you can use Nev Jean. You can use Nev Jean. We better stop there, everybody. All
right. Is one allowed to blow it out?
No, she's right, because she can't blow it out yet. That's a big problem with these Abdullah cans. You can't blow the can out.
Of course not.